U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is calling for urgent steps to restore calm after an escalation in Israeli-Palestinian violence. He was speaking in West Jerusalem after meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Blinken condemned the weekend attack on Israelis in occupied East Jerusalem, in which seven people were killed outside a synagogue. He said America's commitment to Israel's security remains ironclad.
Friday's attack was more than an attack on individuals. It was also an attack on the universal act of practicing one's faith. We condemn it in the strongest terms. We also condemn the subsequent terrorist attack in Jerusalem on Saturday, in which a father and son were wounded. And we condemn all those who celebrate these and any other acts of terrorism that take innocent lives, no matter who the victim is or what they believe.
Just hours before Blinken landed, another Palestinian was shot and killed by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank. That takes the number of Palestinians killed this month to 35. In our other headlines this hour, an explosion has destroyed a mosque in Pakistan's northwestern city of Peshawar. At least 62 people were killed and dozens injured in the suicide bombing. Many of the wounded are in a critical condition. Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan and the Pakistani Taliban have claimed to have carried out the attack. The Democratic Republic of Congo's government has launched an operation to retake the strategic town of Kitshanga. M23 rebels seized the town in the east of the country on Thursday after days of fierce fighting. The violence broke a November deal where the M23 fighters had agreed with regional leaders to withdraw from seized positions in the east. Peru's Congress has agreed to hold further discussions on whether to hold early elections. This after President Dina Boluarte threatened to seek constitutional reforms in order to force the issue. On Saturday, Congress rejected Boluarte's plan to bring forward the vote in order to try and calm nationwide protests, which have been calling for her to step down. Supporters of the former president, Pedro Castillo, are leading the demonstrations. Castillo was arrested in December for trying to illegally shut down Congress.